On January 7th, the 31st annual People's State of the State was held at the state capitol the day before the governor's State of the State address to make sure that issues related to poverty, hunger, and homelessness were highlighted. In the second part of our coverage, we first hear from Laura Casal of Medicaid Matters.
Medicaid Matters is the statewide coalition representing the interests of the people who benefit from New York's Medicaid program. Our members are individuals, family members, representatives of community-based organizations and community-based providers, legal services agencies, and many more. There are many competing interests in Albany when it comes to Medicaid: hospitals, nursing facilities, the insurance industry, the pharmaceutical industry. But we are here to remind our state leaders of the purpose of the Medicaid program: to provide high-quality insurance coverage and access to services for millions of low-income people and people with disabilities. That is the lens through which budget decisions must be made. New York State has a strong history of doing right by people in Medicaid. New York has historically taken the principled approach to have a comprehensive program that provides essential benefits that no one should be expected to go without. Services that keep them well, services that keep people living independently in their own homes, services that allow children to stay healthy and ready to learn. Medicaid is a program that provides economic security and peace of mind so New Yorkers can live productive, independent, healthy lives. Now we need a program with a realistic budget to prove that this state will continue to do the right thing for Medicaid beneficiaries. It is what people need, it is what people are entitled to, and it is what people deserve.
Next, we hear from Janet Douglas of Joseph's House in Troy.
Of a homeless person, they likely think of the guy in the back lane with the bottle in the brown bag, but it's also the elderly couple living in the van because they lost their home, the family with two parents and four part-time jobs between them because they're not able to make rent, and people with mental illness, including addictions, who just need support. If you're homeless, the number one thing you need is a home. And having a safe and secure place to rest is the basis to a better life. And the two things that would make the biggest dent in the homeless population are affordable housing and supportive housing. We need leadership that will speak up for affordable housing in their communities and not cave in to NIMBYism and prejudice. We need more supportive housing for people living with severe mental health conditions who cannot maintain regular housing, and we know these things work. With affordable housing, our families would not be leaving the shelter, paying 50 to 70% of their income on their rent. With affordable housing, our older guests wouldn't be living in a car. Our youth would not be forced into moving into unsafe conditions out of desperation. With supportive housing, people unable to maintain regular housing could have that additional support they need, often not a lot, maybe some food, a ride to a doctor, a friendly face, so that they can live productive but sheltered lives. And yes, these things cost money, but the current system is not without cost. It is damaging on individuals, families, societies, and the whole community, and not just for now. It damages the future because children do not get a consistent education or get to grow up in a safe and stable, secure environment. As a report last year from the University of Illinois confirmed yet again, when you give people housing, give it. The cost for hospitals of emergency room super users, the people who use emergency rooms most for most of their health needs because they're homeless, that cost for hospitals is cut in half. We all pay for that. Not housing people is expensive. Supportive housing is far less expensive in financial terms than leaving someone on the streets. Once you count the effect on lives and on society, it's even more worthwhile. Without a vigorous emphasis on affordable housing option, homelessness will affect more and more people. We all know how to end homelessness. We need to get people sustainable housing and it's only impossible if we choose not to do it.
My name is Juwanza Williams. I'm Director of Organizing at Vocal New York. We are committed to ending AIDS, mass incarceration, homelessness, and the drug war. And we represent Buffalo, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, Westchester County, and New York City, all five boroughs. So I'm standing here with Flowers, one of our leaders in our homeless union. But first, I want to talk a bit about austerity. That word has come up today, but what we have not heard is the ultimate consequence of austerity, and that is a deadly austerity. Right now in this state, what we see is that there are many crises, one an overdose crisis, an extremely disturbing homelessness crisis all across the state, not just in the New York City, but also in Rochester, in Buffalo, and in Syracuse, and even in Albany. So we have to remember that it is important that Governor Cuomo, that our state legislature understands what is at stake. 2020 is a crossroads for not only New York State, but the entire planet. But thinking about this place in particular, where we have a concentration of wealth among a very small number of people that ultimately is extracted, that is stolen from vulnerable people in this state, that in fact, makes us more vulnerable to climate crisis, to illness, to overdose, to austerity. So what we're saying today is that the people's cause is that Governor Cuomo prioritizes the needs of low-income people, because if we do that, then what we'll do and what we'll see is that this state will become something that it is can hardly imagine being, which is a place where people can live good lives, where there is no overdose, where we can end homelessness. As we said before, the secret to ending homelessness is simply a home. And maybe people need unique housing models, but those housing models cost money. And the industries that drive the housing crises in our state, all across this state, are the ones who we must tax to make sure that we have the kind of money that we can have a budget that's funded, that centers the most vulnerable, like the folks in this space today. So first, we want to hear from Flowers, okay. Adesegun.
I'm Naislyn Flowers Adesegun. Everyone calls me Flowers. I've been an activist my entire life. I was at the March on Washington with Dr. Martin Luther King. We fought for jobs, justice, and fair housing. We're still fighting. I will keep fighting until I die. I've been coming to Albany for years. And every year we go and we tell politicians what we need, what our communities need to thrive and survive. And we're always told the same thing, there's no money. What liars you are. We're calling you liars. We know there's money. I work with CPAs, certified public accountants, for 20 years on Wall Street. I know where the money is. You know where the money is. Stop giving them that tax rebate of 100%. We'd have billions of dollars a year, and that's stock transfer tax. Why would you give the richest people more money? Why would you help the richest developers develop high-cost housing instead of incentivizing and giving money to low-cost developers for low-income people? You've been riding on the backs of working people, poor people, working poor people, and middle-income people. You've been riding on our backs and taking our money and squandering our wealth and giving it back to the richest, and that has got to stop. It's only the will you seem to lack, and we're here to tell you, we'll help you get some backbone. We need you to get some backbone, stand up and say, we are New Yorkers. We are the ones who show the nation how to live. We're the ones to show the nation how to give housing, how to provide housing, how to fix the public housing. The only real low-income housing you have that would help people send their children to school, educate them, get them through college, let them get jobs, be taxpayers. That's all we want to do. Help us do that. Stop squandering our wealth.
This has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.